County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I am Glenda Murray, and today I want to share information about Maud Showers, one of the strong leaders in Monroe County. Maud was the daughter of a prominent local farmer and landowner. She married Hull Showers, the youngest Showers brother, at age 16 in 1879. Together, they had three children and built a fine home at the corner of 6th and Lincoln, where the city parking lot is now between the History Center and the library. December of 1886, Hull became ill and died, leaving Maud a widow at age 23. But before he died, Hull made a will that gave Maud one-third interest in the Showers Company, which at that point was a growing business in town making furniture. Maud probably did not have much formal education, but she was a smart, organized woman, and she grew into one of the leaders of her day. She was active in the local Christian church, in its missionary work, in the temperance campaign against alcohol, and in the Bloomington Equal Suffrage Club. Maud married again in 1890 and moved to Indianapolis, but by 1894, she had lost both of her parents, lost a baby, divorced her husband, moved back to Bloomington, and took back the name Maud Showers. Once she returned, she threw herself back into the community. Her brother-in-law, James Showers, retired from Showers Brothers in 1903, leaving William Showers as president of the company and Maud as the vice president. Between them, they owned the controlling interest in the company. Her daughter and son both became stockholders in later years. Maud was the president of the Local Council of Women from 1903 to 1906. The Local Council was the umbrella organization for many local women's groups, including the Women's Christian Temperance Union, the YWCA, the Cemetery Association, which led to the fixing up and naming the old graveyard as Rose Hill Cemetery, and many other organizations. The Local Council supported improvements in sanitation and hygiene, tree and flower planting, education, and charity for those in need. The Local Council also saw the need for a public hospital and library. By 1905, the need for a hospital was foremost on the Local Council's mind, and the Local Council purchased the Hopewell Farm at what is now 2nd and Rogers, converting the two-story red brick house into a hospital for 10 patients. Maud was president of the Local Council, as I mentioned, and she was also president of the new hospital board. She was also intimately involved in the development of the Carnegie Library to replace what she called, quote, the small library a few women have been conducting in a room in the courthouse, using such books as have been given by various people, largely for children, end quote. Maud married again in 1912. She continued to be active in the community, especially in the hospital and library boards, until her health began to decline in the 1930s. She died in 1936. Her obituary listed the many organizations she had participated in, but instead of listing those for you, I want to close with comments from Carol Krause, who wrote a wonderful book that was published in 2012 about the Showers Brothers and what that company and its founding family meant to Bloomington. Carol said, quote, Maud was an intelligent woman, a very good public speaker, a savvy political lobbyist, and an indefatigable campaigner for her host of good causes. Carol continued, the farmer's daughter, who had married at 16, had made it her goal to utilize opportunities to help others who were less fortunate. Maud did more than anyone else in Bloomington, except for the two Showers brothers themselves, to make the city into a much better place than it originally was, end quote. That's quite a legacy, and I thank Carol for writing the book, and I honor Maud Showers for her work over the years.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.